The epistle of Pandita read for the Feast of the Assumption is taken from the book of Judith. The Lord hath blessed thee by his power, because by thee he hath brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, who hath directed thee to the cutting off of the head of the prince of our enemies, because he hath so magnified thy name this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men, who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever. For that thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the honor of our people. And the Holy Gospel. This Gospel taken from St. Luke, chapter 1, verses 41 through 50. At that time Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him. Those are the words of today's Holy Gospel. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was on November 1st in 1950 that in virtue of his supreme apostolic authority, Pope Pius XII declared the dogma of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. It's a dogma of our faith. A dogma of faith which is meant, it's a truth which has been divinely revealed by God and infallibly taught by the Church. And the denial of that would constitute heresy in the very strict sense of the word. So by this dogma of our faith, we know with absolute certitude that at the end of her earthly life, the Most Blessed Virgin Mary was taken body and soul into heaven. And today we celebrate this great feast of the Assumption. And by the celebration, we call to mind this great truth. At the same time, we honor with love and praise the humble Virgin Mary. We honor the Mother of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, as he honored her, taking her into heaven to be with him forever, body and soul. It is said by the saints that after the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, the angels of heaven ardently desire to possess him in their heavenly country. But not only did they ardently desire the presence of our Lord, they also ardently desired that she, who is called the Ark of the Covenant, should accompany him. St. Alphonsus says the Ark of which David the prophet spoke of in the Psalms was the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. In the Old Testament, when the Ark was carried into the great city of David, it was brought in with great pomp and great ceremony. We read in the book of Kings, And David and all the house of Israel brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord with joyful shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And so in the Ark of the Covenant, the Blessed Virgin Mary was brought into the heavenly city of David. It was with great glory and rejoicing. Some of the saints say that there was a fiery chariot that took Elias into heaven was actually a group of angels. But if a fiery chariot of angels was sent to bear a prophet up to heaven, what must be the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the very queen of the prophets? For if a fiery chariot was not enough, the whole court of heaven, and even the king of heaven, would conduct the queen to paradise. St. Peter Damian says that in a certain sense, The assumption of Our Lady into heaven is even more glorious than the ascension of our Lord into heaven. By this he means that when our Lord ascended into heaven, he was accompanied by angels and saints. But when Our Lady was assumed into heaven, she was accompanied not only by angels and saints, but she was accompanied by her divine Son as well. He came to meet her and to conduct her to paradise. St. Alphonsus says, when Our Lady entered paradise, the angels that awaited her were astounded when they saw her. St. Alphonsus says, in their words, how could the earth, which is such a desert place, produce such a flower of holiness? How could a veil of tears produce such a source of joy? Who is this creature so beautiful coming to us from this desert of the earth? She is so pure and rich in virtue. Behold her coming to us leaning on her beloved Lord, who has graciously pleased himself to accompany her with such great honor. Who is she? And St. Alphonsus says, in return, the angels who accompanied Our Lady said, she's the mother of our King. She is our Queen. And the blessed among women, full of grace, the saint of saints, the beloved of God, the Immaculate One, the dove, the fairest of all creatures. Oh, my dear faithful, not only do we call to mind this great event and honor the wondrous Mother assumed into heaven, but in addition, on this great feast of the Assumption, we look forward with hopeful expectation to our very own victory. We look forward to the triumph of all those who die in the state of sanctifying grace, as we hope to by the mercy of God and the intercession of the Blessed Mother. And we can be confident of such a victory if we live now in the state of grace and receive the sacraments regularly and faithfully. The Feast of the Assumption is a reminder of the victory of the just from the Old Testament and the New Testament. For all the just who die in God's grace shall rise in glory and shall rise and ascend in great triumph. So on this day, as we rejoice in the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we pray at the very same time for the grace to live as befits Catholics, to live good Catholic lives. And we pray for the grace of final perseverance. We do so that we too may one day be body and soul with our Blessed Mother in heaven. We know that it is not always easy to be faithful to our Catholic religion, especially in a time in which we live. Nor is it always easy to save one's soul in a land that has become thoroughly pagan, and one that is imbued with the spirit of impurity and immorality. The disastrous and temptations, the distractions, they're frequent and they are great. There are many obstacles and hindrances which are great and high. And therefore, we need powerful assistance. And that assistance is offered to us by our divine Savior in the person of His Blessed Mother. He has given her to us as a special advocate with Him. He has put at her disposal His power, His might, as was demonstrated at the wedding feast of Cana. And thus do all the saints teach. It was through the Most Holy Virgin Mary that Jesus came into the world. And so it is fitting that as He came to us through her, that we should go to Him through her. Indeed, St. Louis de Montfort says, through her He has to reign in the world. He has to reign in the world and He has to reign in our hearts. And so St. Louis de Montfort says, if then, as it is certain, the knowledge and the kingdom of Jesus Christ are come into the world, they will be but a necessary consequence of the knowledge and the kingdom of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, who brought Him into the world for the first time and will make His second coming full of great splendor. My dear faithful, on the Feast of the Assumption today, renew your devotion to the Virgin Mother of God, who is also our Mother. In all things, have recourse to her. If we do, we shall surely save our souls. This mother who never deserts her children, she protects them, she wins favors for them, will be with us always. And especially when children are in need, she strengthens them, she consoles them. And in all things, she intercedes for them with her divine Son. My dear faithful, because of your devotion to her, may she continue to intercede for us until we too are assumed into the joy of paradise. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.